We're here at the opening of the Bayer Crop Science new North American Bee Care Center, which is located here in North Carolina. With me is Dr. Ian Kelly, who's a bee health issues manager for Bayer. Ian, why don't you tell me just a little bit about why this project is so important for Bayer?
We have been dealing in the bee area for many years, probably over 25 years as a company, through some of the things that our animal health business has been doing, bringing products that help beekeepers. And there's been so much interest in pollinators over the last few years. When we started thinking about it, we realized that we had people in many parts of the company involved in bee health, pollinator health, the intersection between bees and agriculture. And really, to put it all together in a center like this and make it a focus, we really felt was an area that we could really move the science, move some of the things forward that we were doing. So it's really exciting.
You had quite a team that put this together. What was your role specifically in the center?
I actually started about 4 years ago dealing. There was about three or four of us. I thought of, you know, putting together the center. It started off quite modest, and it's kind of grown to something that we're really, really proud of. We were going to make it more of an experimental function down at our Clayton Research area, our Eastern Technology Center, and we have put a building down there. I had a research going for several years down there, but to bring this together and being able to bring visitors in when they come and visit the whole agricultural part of our business is really great, and we're really proud of it.
How does it compare to the center in Germany?
I think the center in Germany, they has moved into a facility that was already there, you know, and they have a lot of pre-existing work on that one site. So I think in some ways this center sort of coalesces more of the research, the outreach, the stewardship in the one building, although in Germany they have it all on the one site so people can see the bits and pieces. I think here it's perhaps more concentrated, and I think allows us to work with our stakeholders effectively.
Well, as you mentioned, bee health has come to the fore, especially in the last half dozen years or so. But I can remember, as we were talking about the varroa mite coming in, I can remember 30 years ago talking about this and talking about colony collapse disorder. And what has changed? What has really brought it to the forefront?
Bringing the whole bee health issue together, I think we see a focus on it these days. You know, we're seeing, you know, a lot of movement of our bees around the country. We've seen a move to really much more pollination services rather than honey production. We've had pollination services for a long time. So I think we've seen the bee industry sort of move into a much more livestock-based industry. They are moving bees around. They're using them more extensively. And I think, you know, that does take management, and I think we're seeing, you know, the development of management there. We do see, you know, the intersection with agriculture, loss of forage, use of chemicals that can have misuse that can affect bees. So I think we've seen this intensification both in the bee industry and agriculture over the last few years, and I think ensuring that they coexist is absolutely critical to agriculture and in North America. So I think that's, you know, a big part of the problem.
That's all the questions I have, Ian. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, we just were really pleased to be here, and pleased that you're here. We hope that people will take the opportunity to come and sit down with us. We think it's unique in trying to bring a wide variety of stakeholders together, and I think having that conversation, discussing, you know, forthrightly what the issues are, I think will help a lot in solving how we move forward in the future in the pollination area.
Very good. Thank you very much. Here at the Bayer Crop Science North American Bee Care Center grand opening, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.